Apple CEO Tim Cook made headlines this week after he lashed out in a speech at rival companies for selling people's personal data. He didn't mention Google, Facebook, or Twitter by name, but it's pretty clear that's whom Cook was talking about and that he wants to turn up the heat on them. And that raised a question for NPR's Laura Seidel. How pure is Apple on privacy issues?
Tim Cook has been beating the drum on privacy for a while. Here he is on PBS's Charlie Rose show last fall.
When we design a new service, we try not to collect data. So we're not reading your email. We're not reading your iMessage. If the government laid a subpoena on us to get your iMessages, we can't provide it.
At a cybersecurity summit this winter, he made the same point in front of an audience that included President Obama. Some groups are applauding Cook for speaking out. The Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, honored Cook at its annual Champions of Freedom event in Washington, D.C. Mark Rotenberg is the organization's executive director.
It is a recognition that he has spoken out about the importance of protecting privacy for consumers, and he's spoken out in support of protecting a value that many people today are justifiably concerned as at grave risk.
Indeed. Once your data is out there, recent events have shown that hackers sure don't have much trouble getting their hands on it. Cook's speech at the EPIC Award ceremony got wide coverage. He told the audience that some of Silicon Valley's most prominent companies have, quote, built their businesses by lulling their customers into complacency about their personal information. But it's easier for Apple to take this position. Most of its profits come from selling devices. Google, Twitter, and Facebook sell ad-supported services. You get them largely for free because you're willing to watch ads. Take Google's Gmail, says EPIC's Rotenberg.
Google has made a decision to use a form of encryption that basically breaks the communication in the middle and allows them to see what you've said and determine whether there's some advertising value in your text that they can then sell to an advertiser and profit from your email.
Neither Google nor Facebook would talk on the record, but Mike Zanis, general counsel for the Interactive Advertising Bureau, says these companies don't sell your name to advertisers, just your profile of interests. And Apple's products are expensive. Ads make products accessible to people of all incomes.
They wouldn't be able to afford if they had to pay out of pocket. But because it's all supported by advertising, that's a wonderful trade-off for them and one that they eagerly engage in.
And it's not like Apple is 100% pure.
They do still ultimately collect lots and lots and lots of data.
Fatima Kalablu is an analyst at Forrester Research. Kalablu says Apple does do more to protect the data, even with ad-driven products like iTunes Radio. But it doesn't do much about companies that have apps on its mobile devices. Take Uber.
Even if you are not running the app, they're collecting your location information. And even if you turn off location tracking services, they can still sort of triangulate where you are based on IP address.
And on Monday, Apple is expected to reveal a streaming music service. Chances are that at least part of it will be ad-supported. Laura Seidel, NPR News.